Could we read again that verse in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22? For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, read from verse 55. 55. Speaking of Stephen, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He said, behold, I see the heavens opened, and the man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. Cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet. His name was Saul. They stoned Stephen, upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Come down. A loud voice, Lord, put this sin to their charge. Said this. Right before us, the subject of the Holy Spirit. We read in the early Acts, the early days of the assembly. Conditions. We are at the end of this dispensation. About to return for his assembly, his bride. The same. It's the same. Not the same. We have changed. Myself. This afternoon, some spoke of a lack of power. Brethren, we have to look to ourselves. It's the same. If conditions are right, the Spirit will work in power. God's work, by and large, is formative. Many of us, all time. Like the hours, there might be a manifestation of Christ. This afternoon, of the Lord, about those hidden years, taken account of by the creature, account of by the Father, by heaven. When the Lord stepped out into his public ministry, the Spirit came down upon him. The Father would say from the glory, this is my well-beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Please give pain to the Father. Then in public ministry, every step taken, every word spoken, every action done, gave pleasure to his Father. His five features. Was seen in all in the Lord Jesus, not glimpses. They see glimpses of things, but in Jesus they shone all their brilliance, moral perfections, as he moved through this scene in the energy of the Spirit. The Spirit's work is by marginal today, dear brethren. He's seeking to form in us features of Christ, which is pleasure to his Father. Stephen, a young man. Spirit's formative work in our lives along many years. We're aware of shortcomings. We are married, our wives and our families are acutely aware of our failures and our issues. Just in this young man, will fall very quickly. He was full of the Holy Ghost. We're spreading our lives. Many things which are quite lawful. All of our time, this work gets hindered in our lives. It speaks of leaving the Spirit. Rituals are having an adverse effect on the assembly locally. Things in our lives which are hindrance to the work of the Spirit of God. spirit. There can be things in our lives to deal with, not judge in our lives. The quenching of the spirit. Yes, I've been guilty of this more than once. I confess. Prompted to do things. Just didn't say a word. No. Naturally. Have the word and the power of his spirit. Can you vessel? What happened to that sister who responded to the spirit and met the new mother spirit? Another brother, of conditions, unemployed with the young family. At the table at dinner time, please, and asked the Lord to send the dinner for him and his family. That dinner never arrived, that meal never arrived. Prayer meeting, Bible reading. To him, give a parcel. My heart to come this morning with this parcel. If I waste my time, I shall see you this evening. The meal this day. That sister, the best, was to come eat to her, which did, according to the promptings of the Spirit. Mr. Miller, quench not the Spirit in many ways. Go back, make an excuse, and others are loose too. In Acts 7, this young man, he bore all the features of the Lord. He was only a young man. If you look at the words, as the Lord was about to die, and hear, it's sin language, Stephen's language. He's similar to the Lord's language. That's in tune with his Lord in heaven. Where is our eye fixed tonight? Is it fixed here, which will hold us back? Or it fixed heavenly around the glory? Stephen said, look steadfastly into heaven. Because thy place on the man. We need to have our eyes tonight on the man of the glory. How are you, brethren, under pressure? When things are, it's not too difficult to perhaps show these features. But when the test comes and pressure comes in the flesh, sadly, concern the flesh is done with at the cross. Mentally, the flesh is very much alive. Opportunity to come to the surface. The tremendous pressure. He said, he kneeled. A weak voice, a loud voice. Stone, very unpleasant death. Lay into their charge. When he has been asleep. And this young brother, there'd been a deep work in his soul of the Saviour. And at this precise moment, all those wonderful moral features which mark the Son of God were seen in this blessed in Stephen in the power of the Spirit. And he says, I've gone on high. Now, in this thing, individuals, Spirit, that is something of those wonderful, beautiful, moral features which mark our blessed Saviour when he walked through this scene.